Hey everybody, thanks for listening. You're listening to episode number 34 of Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb, I am your host, and I am joined, as always, by my family here in the dump. I'd like to introduce you first and foremost to, who wants to go first this week? Seth does. Seth, this is my younger brother, Seth Thumbnail Quirk Hardwick.
Thumbnail Quirk Hardwick.
Yes, that's your nickname this week.
How'd you choose that?
Well, here's the interesting thing about the nicknames this week is they're all going to rhyme, and yours was pretty much the only one. I just kind of was like, hey, this rhymes.
Wait, say it again?
Thumbnail Quirk.
Does that rhyme?
No.
Well, it didn't. No, it won't rhyme with itself. It will rhyme with everybody else's
name. Oh,
names.
Okay. So yeah. You must have like done me last or something.
Well, you wanted to go first, so why not?
Okay.
Hey, well, moving on. This is my older brother, Noah Ponytail Smirk Hardwick.
Quirk Smirk.
Ponytail Smirk. Thumbnail Quirk. Or he can mix it up. He can be Ponytail Quirk, and he can be Thumbnail Smirk.
Mine better not end with jerk.
No. You know, I thought about jerk because I thought jerk, I could make him the thumbnail jerk, but a jerk like you jerk your body, you know, it's the good kind of jerk. Right?
Is your nickname Captain Kirk?
No, but that's not a bad one. If we could come up with that. No, Mama's nickname. Hey, Mama, how you doing?
Hey.
This is my
back.
Mother, Ms. Carla Hardwick. Her nickname this week is the book sale firework.
Oh, I like it.
Because when it comes to book sales, you are like an explosive firework.
I am.
You go all out and you just explode.
Boom.
With books.
Okay. Thank you. I like that name.
Okay. So to recap, we have the thumbnail quirk, the ponytail smirk, and the book sale firework. And I can just be Captain Kirk.
Kirk
jerk. I don't know. Something.
So I have a question. Is this podcast like a democracy where we get to vote?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was going to make a motion that we get rid of these nicknames because they're getting worse.
Is it a dictatorship?
No, it's more like a military ranking system. I'm captain, you know.
Okay.
Oh,
can we have a coup?
Who's the your first officer?
We've been over this. It's on the website. Look it up.
You are.
Okay, so if this is like military stuff, can we like have a coup since we can't vote him out?
We could.
Why would you? I'm such a good captain.
Yeah. I'm just saying this for hypothetical reasons
Kirk
in the
Jerk.
future. You know.
Okay, whatever. Noah, what'd you find?
It says that I'm first officer.
Yeah, that's right. And then
it says Seth is an ensign.
Seth is the ensign, and then Cecilia was our chief medical officer. And then Corey is the red shirt. And then Mama, you're just...
That's not on here yet, though.
No, those things are unofficial. Those are non-canon Hardwick Sound.
Right, am I the communications officer?
Can we have a real canon?
We'll work on that.
I'm the galley cook.
We'll have one where you go to the canon page and it just goes boom.
Okay, so what was the fish-looking guy's name?
The what?
The fish-looking guy.
Fish-looking guy.
In Voyager. He was the cook guy.
Oh, that guy.
What was his name?
Neelix.
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 Yeah.
You're kind of like Neelix, Mama.
Okay. I like Neelix.
Yeah.
He was one of the more interesting characters on Voyager.
Yeah, anyway. So,
Speaking of the website,
what's going on the website, Seth?
Well, actually, not a whole lot, but
what website are we talking about?
Our website.
Our website.
Yeah, hardwickpodcast.com.
Okay. Hardwickpodcast.com. What's going on hardwickpodcast.com, Seth?
Well, like I said, really not a whole lot, but I have been making a few updates and additions to it to kind of make it look a little more official-like.
Oh, really?
So now there is an About Us page that has more than one sentence on it.
Cool.
And some two different subcategories. We have a little bit of information about yours truly's, the host. Is yours truly's a word?
No, I don't think... I see what you said. I see what you did there, but no, I don't think... Yours truly
apostrophe S would that work?
I don't know.
And
that's a good question. We may get back
to
that later.
It's true lie.
There's also another page that I created that you will love. It's called the sponsors page, and it has a list of every single sponsor that has been on our podcast. And it has the exact time slot for the episode that it starts on, or that it starts at in the episode. So you can go find any ad sponsor you want and listen to it for your enjoyment.
You guys have had a lot of sponsors in the last year.
Yeah.
We're not very good just at running through them.
Not good at retaining sponsors. They're like one and done.
Well, I mean, they never pay us for their ads, so I mean, you can't really blame us.
If they kept paying us, we probably would be fine with continuing to let them run ads, but yeah.
And the episode 33 sponsor, Hardwick Sound Premium. I'm telling you, go check it out. Promo code BALDBIGFOOT gets you in.
So yeah, everybody go check out the stuff on the website because we put work into it and it'd be cool if somebody
I did nothing.
No, it didn't really help, but
I don't know why I'm the first officer because I don't actually contribute anything. Well, I'm kind of like the vice president.
You're like the Vulcan who keeps us, you know. Yeah, okay.
Centered.
Yeah, exactly. You're the anchor of this.
Speaking
ship.
Of that, what sound does a Segway make?
What sound does a Segway make? Bump, bump. Segway! Bump, bump. Segway!
Now, I'm really curious, what sound does a Segway make? Because I want to insert that right there.
I think it just goes.
Can that be like our official Segway music?
Yeah. Insert Segway. Okay.
Anyway, segueing to
our segueing into just what's been going on, guys. What's new in the world of Hardwicks? I have had some things happen, good and bad.
I've been doing a lot of kayaking. It's kind of just been like my spare time. I just like go like at least once a week, sometimes more than that.
Yeah. Yeah,
with different people.
We have been doing that. Let's see. We've floated the Saline River a few times.
I've now floated the Saline River 4 times in the last like 3 weeks. So,
shout out to Jeffrey Franks, Madeline Franks, Captain Bill DeYoung. Is that everybody? Or have you floated with anybody
else?
That's
everyone that I floated with.
So,
and then we've also been to the Ouachita a few times.
Woo-hoo! In which case we floated with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people that float the Ouachita right now, which is kind of good, kind of bad. But anyway, but what else has been going on, Mama? Let's go to Noah. Noah, what you been doing?
Mostly just goofing off and not really accomplishing much of anything.
Hey, that sounds like a good time to me. Seth?
Yeah, I have one other thing I've been doing. Actually, I've been doing a lot of things. I have
so
a
you've been
list
building
here.
Websites, kayaking, and?
I went to my first ever graduation ceremony.
Yay!
And it wasn't his.
And it wasn't mine.
And on top of that, it wasn't even really a real graduation.
It was too.
It was pretty formal. It was scarily formal.
Because it was a homeschool graduation doesn't mean that it wasn't a real graduation.
Hey, they probably graduated more there than they did at Harmony Grove.
I'm not sure if you are a homeschooler, if you ever really graduate.
Hey, this was the only graduation certificates this year. The homeschoolers, their graduation diploma, whatever you call it, it's the only one in the States to get theirs signed by the governor.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty
so,
cool.
So, shout out to who?
Bree Lanthrop.
Hey, we've heard that name before.
A few times.
Hey, Miss Bree. Congratulations.
Congratulations to her on her graduation.
I was surprised.
Go to college.
Yes. And get a driver's license.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There you go. One life goal out of the way, a couple more to go. Okay. Yeah.
I was surprised, though, because Arkansas homeschoolers graduated 78 this year.
Wow.
78.
Yeah.
That's like
not
a public school.
There's like a lot more than 78 homeschoolers.
Yeah.
But that's how many were in this graduation ceremony, right?
Correct.
Gotcha.
And think of all of the homeschoolers that didn't walk, you know.
Like me.
Like you. Like, yeah. And you the three of you.
Us. Yeah.
So that's pretty neat. Speaking homeschoolers are kind of like a small, you know, rural school with taking up quite a bit of
population. Speaking
of
homeschoolers, I've noticed something about homeschoolers. You can tell a young male is a homeschooler if they have a watch and their shirt is tucked into their jeans.
There is some truth to that.
Like, I noticed that. Like, if you have your shirt tucked into your jeans, that is such a homeschooler move. You know?
Yeah.
The watch is kind of optional. I mean, I had a pocket
watch.
I'm going
to be honest.
So.
I think I did both of those things. So
yeah, I mean, I did. I mean, I don't know. I don't really think I ever tucked my shirt in my jeans.
Except for on very formal
maybe like
occasions
on,
when I
yeah,
had
on
to.
Yeah, on formal occasions when I had to tuck my shirt
like
in.
Like Awana.
Yeah, I'll say Awana is really the only time I could think I can remember tucking my shirt into my jeans, which looking back was probably kind of funny looking. But anyway.
Especially when you didn't wear a belt.
That's what I noticed about you. Homeschool boys is like you can tell just by that. Anyway, moving on. See, I had a couple things happen recently. I cracked.
Oh, really?
I cracked my phone.
Yeah. You locked it out and you had to figure out the code to get it back in.
No, actually, much worse. I accidentally cracked the screen. The ground cracked it. I dropped it. It's my fault. But so far, it hasn't been that big of a deal. So, you know what? I'll deal with it.
Hey, I'm still using my iPod Touch 4G of 5 years, and it has a cracked screen.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hopefully it's not going to be get any worse. The crack did kind of continue to grow a little bit, but I think it stopped.
And
like it's plateaued. It's cracking.
And like three of its four buttons don't work anymore.
Yeah. Well, all my buttons still work. That's the good news. I bought some new jeans, which I badly needed because I was wearing really bad jeans.
Think about this. Him buying jeans made it into the what's he's been up to segment of the show. That's how badly he needed jeans.
Yeah, it was big news. Like when I came home with new jeans, that was big news.
Possibly the first time he's ever bought his own clothes.
I bought my own clothes for a long time now, pretty much. I don't think, I mean.
You have. You bought your own
when
clothes.
When it comes to stuff like that I actually need, yeah.
Only when like Granny really, really hinted.
I mean, I don't think I've really bought any t-shirts in like ever.
That's
because
true.
I've always been well supplied with t-shirts thanks to, you know, youth group.
Church.
And church. There's more than enough t-shirts. I give them away. Like I have so many of them now, you know, but.
We should just donate church to other countries or something.
Yeah, extra.
Have a fundraiser.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking maybe you should get your granny on the phone and tell her that you got some new jeans.
Think she'd be proud of me?
She would be very proud of you.
Do you think she would understand what she was talking about? That
no.
She would be on the show?
No.
No, she wouldn't understand the podcast. So we probably better not do that because that might upset her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Mama, what you been doing lately?
All I have done lately is sort through piles and piles and piles of books. I've been selling off all the 20 years of homeschool books over my head piles of books.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? It's kind of been like a trip down memory lane, and in a lot of ways I've enjoyed it. It's brought back things that I'd forgotten about from years ago. Kind of a little sad, too. But, you know, it kind of made me think. Can we segue to another part of the show here?
Yeah, insert segue sound effect.
Okay.
That's not what segues sound like. Anyway.
Well, I thought it might be kind of fun if I just quiz the three of you about a few little homeschool topics and just see what you remember. Now, Noah's at a little bit of a disadvantage here because he's been out of high school now. No homeschool for 9 years. Yeah, he's like an old guy. Seth probably has the advantage. He's only been out 2 years.
Yeah, but I didn't read as much. So
So I'm going to see what you remember.
And I'm in the happy medium.
Okay, let's just start with a simple question.
Okay.
Out of the three of you, which one of you learned to read first? And I'm not talking about, you know, in order because, you know, Noah was older than everybody, but
by
age-wise, which one of you learned to read first?
What, I think we're all going to bet on ourselves.
What type of reading are you referring to? Like being able to read...
To be an accomplished reader, to be able to pick up a book and actually...
Curious George level or higher?
Let's go with Little House on the Prairie level.
Ooh, man, that's tough.
I mean, I've got to go with myself, but...
I'm going to go with Caleb.
I'll go with Caleb.
Caleb is right. Ding, ding, ding. Caleb learned to read a lot faster than either Noah or Seth.
I knew it wasn't me, so...
Hey, I don't think I ever taught Caleb how to read.
You
he
know
just
what my first,
read.
My first book was...
I don't remember. Was it Go Dog Go?
It was Go Dog Go. If that counts.
Hey, I think Mama gets a point there.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the only reason I learned how to read was joke books.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's the next question. This is part two of the first question. Who was the last person to learn to read?
I'm going to go with Noah.
Noah.
It was.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
It was Noah.
It's unanimous. It was Noah.
Poor Noah. I'm ratting on you, but He had a few problems learning how
it's
to read.
It's just a little dyslexic.
He is a little dyslexic, and I kind of knew that from the beginning, but I didn't want to say, child, you're dyslexic. You can't read. I wanted to say, come on, you can read, Noah. You can read. And he eventually did learn how to read.
I tell the jokes backwards.
He does tell the jokes backwards.
Gives you the answer, then tells you the joke.
Okay. Going right along with the same idea here, who of the best, who of you three was the best at doing math?
Oh, well,
Seth. Me.
Seth, definitely Seth.
And by, you know, it was first it was me, then Noah, then Seth. So, yeah.
I think it was because he grew up counting everything to make sure that neither Caleb nor Noah stole anything from him.
Like food.
Possible.
He was, and he learned to divide
like cinnamon
pizzas.
Rolls.
I was going to say, he was very good at division.
Very good.
Like when you're the little brother, you know, okay, there's 10 cinnamon rolls. There's 5 people in the family. Then we should all get 2 cinnamon rolls each.
Okay, next question. Right. Who can name the most Little House on the Prairie titles in order? Start in order.
Okay, Little House in the Big Woods.
That is
That's
correct.
It.
That's number 1.
Then you have Little House
on the Prairie.
That's correct.
Then you
no,
have Little yeah. House ding, on ding. The it was like Plum Creek.
Plum
or,
Creek. But I don't know if that's in the right order.
It's on the banks of Plum Creek.
That is the right order.
Well, technically there is
well,
one.
Well, there's Farmer Boy in there, Farmer depending Boy. On where you right. count that.
So I'm impressed Seth knows this is better than I do, actually.
On after Banks of Plum Creek, you have I want to say it's Little Town on the Prairie or
no.
something.
Is it
no.
the Long Winter?
No.
No, it's not
there's
the
one
there's one
the
between
long.
The long before mm-hmm. you go to the Long Winter.
Long Winter.
I'll give you a clue. It starts with on the
On the shores of the lake.
On the shores of Silver Lake.
Silver Lake.
Very
okay.
good.
And then it's the long winter.
And then the long winter.
And then...
Let's see. That would be 4, 5. There's one more. And then you have the happy golden years.
Right.
Is it Little Town?
Little Town on the
okay,
Prairie.
Little Town on the Prairie.
Oh, wow, you guys wow. are good.
Okay, I'm going to admit y'all did way better than I did.
Hey, I actually... Best I can remember, except for like maybe the Curious George and maybe like the Clifford books. That was like the only series that I think I've actually read all the way through. So
there is one other book that you didn't mention in that series, the very last one. And Laura actually did not write very much of that book. I believe her daughter wrote it. She wrote part of it.
Which one?
The first 4 years or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
It was about the first 4 years
but isn't
that they were married.
Is that actually in our set?
I don't know if it's actually in our set or not.
If it's not in our set, it doesn't count.
That's right.
Anyway, okay. Segueing on.
Yeah. Okay, who did Laura marry?
The Farmer Boy.
What was his name?
Something Wilder.
Yeah.
Jack?
He had a really weird first name.
Peter?
No,
you're right. It was like German or something.
Yeah, I'm trying. It starts with an A.
Alfonso.
And maybe not German, yeah. but...
Out of all of the books that you had to read in homeschool, what was the longest book you remember reading? Or that you were supposed to read even if you didn't read it?
Easy. Don Quixote.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
Not that I read that much of it.
I don't think
you
ever made me read that one.
Although that one was actually 2 books, and I think I read both of them, so maybe it's not as long as I remember.
Oh, I definitely did not read all of it.
I would probably pick that one too.
Beowulf was pretty long.
I was going to say probably Beowulf was the longest one you made me read.
No, Beowulf really isn't all that
long. It's not
long.
That long.
No.
It just, yeah, it's actually pretty
it
short.
It feels Seems like long. It's long. It goes on forever.
Yeah. Maybe it was just because that was a really thick book.
Yeah, because it's done stanza by stanza.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, final question. If you had to give yourself a grade for how well you did in homeschool, a real grade, not the grade I put on your transcripts, what would you give yourself?
That depends on what
how
you
would
mean.
How you even...
I'd, do you mean in...
What's the grading rubric?
I don't
in
know.
Terms
That's,
to
I'm asking
like
you.
Public school kids or in terms to like real life application and knowledge?
Survived.
Like, yeah. So, yeah, okay.
So
if I had
C.
to have taken a test, I probably would have got like a B minus or something.
I probably would have failed the test. But
how do you say that?
Well, if it was
I didn't
like,
listen.
If I had to go and take like, you know, a standardized test at the end of a school year that determines if I get to go on to the next grade or not, I probably wouldn't have passed.
Because I didn't learn how to take standardized tests until I got to college.
Yeah,
I'm quite good at them, but
I'm getting better, not great.
I never got very good at them. I mean, I aced them, but I didn't feel like I was good at them. Because it took me twice as long as everybody else.
In general, the normal smarts to other people, probably a B to maybe a high B. I don't know.
I don't like to compare myself to other
people.
Oh,
yeah.
Exactly.
That's it. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I'm sure that some of my homeschool moms will really be interested to hear your thoughts on your homeschool years.
No, probably not.
Oh, hey, look. Looks like we're getting a phone call.
Hello?
Hey guys, this is Josh the Bad Boy.
Oh, hey Josh, how's it going?
You know, it's not so bad. It's just like our Blue Jays, you know, up here in Toronto, we're just not doing very good right now. We're last in our division, but, you know, other than that, it's not so bad.
Well, you know.
I mean, to be fair, we are in like a really hard division and everything, but, you know, just doing my job, picking up the bats and stuff, so.
Well, it's Canada this time of year. It's harsh.
Yeah, it is, man. It's like middle of summer almost, and you know,
it's like 47 degrees or something.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Fortunately, we play in a dome, so you know, it's not that big a deal. Anyway, I just wanted to call you guys and be like, correct you guys on something that you said in the last episode. I think it was Caleb or somebody said something about me calling from Montreal. Like, I don't even know what he was talking about. I never even like been to Montreal.
You know, I was kind of curious about that too.
Yeah, like
Montreal hadn't been around in like 8 years or something.
It's bro, it's like, you know, I'm a bad boy for Toronto, and the fact that you would confuse Toronto and Montreal, that's kind of offensive.
That's like confusing the New York Mets and the New York Yankees.
Yeah, man. So I just wanted to call in and correct y'all for that. I mean, Toronto is pretty far away from Arkansas, so, you know, it is probably still your furthest phone call, but anyway, I just wanted to call in and say that, and say, hey, you know, that I'm still listening.
Do you think there's any legitimacy to the rumors that Montreal might get another baseball team?
Oh, yeah, no, none whatsoever, man. Like, people in Montreal, they like hockey and stuff. Like, they're all about the Maple Leafs, but yeah, baseball, not so much.
Hey, so when are y'all going to get a new stadium?
You know, I'm a bat boy, which means I don't really get to make decisions about new stadiums and stuff. But if I did, it would be, probably pretty soon. But anyway, just wanted to say hey, and, I just remembered I gotta go clean, Darwin Barney's cleats or something. I don't remember. Anyway, thanks for, what y'all do. See ya, bye.
Bye.
Okay, then. So yeah, it's good to hear from Josh. I do apologize for, getting that wrong. That was my mistake. I will confuse Toronto and Montreal again. Okay?
Good.
Good?
Toronto.
Canada. Canada's Canada. What's the difference? I don't know what he's so upset about.
Montoronto.
I kind of like that one better.
Sounds like I should have spent more time on geography.
Yeah. My bad.
Oh, well.
Seth, do we have some questions to answer?
Oh, yeah. I do have a question, actually. It's from our very own, well, not our very own, but...
yeah, we claim her. It's all
yeah,
good.
Okay. Kara, she was on the show last week.
Yeah.
Sort of, in pre-recorded segments. And she wants to know if any of us like jalapenos, or perhaps they're called jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
Yeah, jalapenos.
What country are those people from?
Jalapeno?
Yeah.
That's the most racist thing I've heard today. Anyway, yeah, I assume she means a jalapeno pepper.
Correct.
Oh, a pepper. Okay.
Yes. So, what do y'all think?
Kara, Seth says no. I do not like jalapeno peppers.
Why not?
Because I don't like peppers. Okay. Unless they're used to season something. I don't want to just eat one.
Okay, fine. Noah, what do you think?
No.
Why?
It's a pepper. It's a vegetable.
What's so bad
it's
about
green
peppers? I don't get it, y'all.
It's just got a weird texture, and it's kind of spicy, and it's a vegetable, and it's green.
I guess that means I'm going to have to stop sneaking peppers into food.
Oh, you're fine as long as you sneak them.
You're going to have to do better at sneaking them.
Yeah. Mama, what do you think about jalapenos?
Well, as long as they come to this country legally.
Mike, well, you're just trying to dig yourself into all the social justice warriors are going to be like boycotting us.
Okay. I hear one calling now.
Oh, no.
The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect those of Hardwick Sound.
Yeah. Anyway, what do you think about jalapeno peppers?
Oh, peppers. I like peppers. I put them in all kinds of food. They're good.
Even the jalapeno ones?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Kara, I
like...
What
if they're illegal jalapeno peppers?
Well, we don't approve of those. They should come legally.
Well, Kara, I like a good jalapeno pepper. Like, the ones that come out of the jar, sometimes they're not the best. And then sometimes when they're fresh, they're too hot. But generally speaking, I have no problems with jalapenos. I think they're delicious. And thank you for asking such a wonderful question.
Yes, ask some more, our loyal listeners.
Yeah. Okay, so before we move on, let's hear a quick word from this week's sponsor.
Up north of the border, just shy of Mount Toronto, there's a farm family and a family farm raising a small herd of shivering cold jalapenos. Canada Dave's Canadian jalapenos. Blend the heat of the pepper with the chill of the Canada breeze to bring you the perfect farm-raised jalapeno. Not too hot, not too cold, but just right. It's kind of like a sweaty cold fever. Or chewing a piece of wet or green gum and red hots at the same time. So try Canada Dave's jalapenos and enjoy.
Do we have any other questions?
Not from viewers. And yes,
we don't have any. We don't have any viewers. It's a podcast, Seth.
Exactly. So we don't have any viewer questions.
Never do.
We don't have any listener questions either. We do have a podcast co-host question.
Oh,
yeah, from me. So I was in the car listening to K-Love on the way home today.
Positive and encouraging, K-Love.
Unfortunately, yes.
mildly interesting and somewhat encouraging podcast. I mean, radio.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I have a question, though, about Christian music. And I know we've covered Christian music quite a bit on this show.
We've talked about Christian movies. I'm not sure we talked about
music. See episodes 3 and 20 and 15.
Oh, nice. Nicely citated.
Yes. Anyway, though, we've more specifically talked about Christian bands. You know, like what makes a band Christian, or, you know, is it because, are they a Christian band or a band that is Christian? Yeah. But
like French fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my question is, you know, we've talked about what makes a Christian band Christian, but what makes a Christian song Christian? When we're listening to K-Love, you know, or your Christian music station, and you're listening to the song, and is it the lyrics of, you know, the theological implications that make the song a Christian song that gets played on Christian radio? Or is it the fact that it's because it's a Christian band that released the song?
Yeah, good question.
Well, Noah, didn't you set up a scale for that one time to tell how Christian a song was?
Probably.
It's depends on, you know, the rating system. How many times they say Jesus, how many references they make to Chris Tomlin. No. Okay.
How many times does it say hurricane?
Yeah.
Hurricane. It's got to have water references and fire.
Yeah, water references. Those are good. More water references. That's a John Chris quote. Anyway. Noah, what do you think about this whole what's a Christian song debate?
Let me put this into context, okay? I was listening to a song and I was thinking, you know, this is a quote-unquote Christian song, but at the same time, I'm really kind of skeptical on the actual Christian theological merit within the song.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty...
So this is a Christian song, but it doesn't exactly support Christian ideals of theology.
Yeah.
So is it actually a Christian song, even though it's from a, quote, Christian band?
That's a tough one.
I think there's a hurricane brewing in Noah's mind.
I have lots of theories, and it's none of them are simple to explain.
Oh, quick, you got 2 minutes. Right, go.
Okay, so I when it comes to Christian music, and I guess this would include songs, I tend to break it down into categories of, I think that you have Christian music defined by artists who are Christian and make music. You have Christian music that is made by Christians who may not claim to be Christian artists, and that therefore possibly a definition for Christian music. And then I think you have a third definition, which is music that is made for Christians, as in like for the church or corporate worship or private worship. And those are my general three definitions for Christian music. However, I have a fourth one that is probably more complicated than all of those. And I think that Christian music is whatever music that the church accepts as Christian.
Huh. Kind of like this idea is it designed to minister to somebody? To minister to a Christian. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So
does it have to be designed to minister to a Christian or to anyone?
Well, I think if it's Christian music, I think it should probably be designed to minister to someone, either a Christian or coming from a Christian perspective.
I think that there's some truth to that, but I think you eliminate all of the songs that are about ministering to somebody, but just about praising God. Wait, and you could argue that they're similar, but I'm not sure they're exactly the same.
Minister to someone, that eliminates what?
Songs that are intent just to praise God.
Well, I disagree. That edifies the church.
Well, I was just going to say, should we not be perhaps, not necessarily critical, but accountable to our Christian bands, though, and not just give them free passes because they're Christian bands, and, you know, actually make sure that their theological implications within their songs are at least generally validated?
Yeah.
Agreed, but who regulates that? The Pope?
That's a good point. We don't have a Christian music Pope, or do we?
We do. It's the Christian labels.
Who would it be?
It's Chris Tomlin for Pope. CMG.
Yeah, you're right. Honestly, the Pope of Christian music is pretty much money, which is not good.
And also, what about...
I wasn't going to go there, but yeah.
What about songs that are created by clearly non-Christians, or at least non-Christian in presentation, and perhaps even do controversial songs, but do a song that is supportive of Christian values and morals.
So falls into the Chance the Rapper category, you know?
Well, not necessarily even rapper. I'm thinking even like, you know, a mainstream artist who...
That is, Chance the Rapper is a mainstream artist.
Oh, I didn't catch the chance. I just thought you meant rappers in general.
No, Chance the Rapper, you know, super big name, hip-hop celebrity, and who does claim to be Christian. And in fact, incorporates a lot of Christian stuff into his music. And by all accounts, really, I mean, seems to be a pretty good guy. But yeah, still produces stuff that's definitely not necessarily for the Christian market.
This is where what I was saying with the last question, I think, falls in, is his music going to be adopted and accepted by the Christian community?
Mm.
Because if it is, then I think it gets that label of Christian music, whether it probably should or not. But just based on acceptance, I think that's where you ultimately end up defining what is and isn't Christian music.
Well, I think about going back to like Jars of Clay controversy, even of Jars of Clay, Christian band, you know, everyone's known it, and then they come out, you know, they say things about homosexuality, and then a large population of Christians disown them. Well, is all this music that was previously Christian no longer Christian because the band is, you know, under controversy now?
Let me tell y'all a story. This goes back to when I was about your age and working in a Christian bookstore. Of course, this is way pre-internet. And I was thinking about, well, who decided what was Christian? Because that was really the only way to get Christian music, was to go to the Christian bookstore and buy Christian music. Whether that meant you were buying hymns or contemporary Christian or any other kind of gospel, soul-type music. But what would happen is we would get in a shipment of demos from the record companies, from several different record companies, and we would actually listen to them. And that's what we would be doing one day. We would sit while we were doing our work and listen to all the record companies, and then our boss would call us in and say, okay, which one of these are okay, you know, that you think that there would be acceptable as a Christian to sell in this bookstore, and which ones do we send back? And so we were kind of the vote, us, who of what was considered Christian, and there were some things we sent back, you know, that they didn't fit the theology with what we believed at our Christian bookstore. I don't know how to equate that to today, though.
I was going to say, because we don't have bookstores.
Really, I know. It doesn't really work today. So who steps in those shoes today? The individual people with their money. Caleb mentioned money.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think that's what it comes down to. Christian music is music Christian buys.
Yeah. It kind of does come down to that.
Noah disagrees.
There's some truth to that. I'm not sure it's quite that simple.
That's a very simplified, unnuanced answer. I mean, I think that's honestly when it comes down to.
That's kind of what I said. And like I said, I think you break it down. I think if you want to go to a more theological direction with it, I think you do kind of narrow it down to the music that is made for the church.
Yeah.
Whether that be private worship or corporate worship, it's ultimately the music that is for Christians in their ministry.
Yeah. Anyway.
Which kind of disowns a huge section of Christian music, but.
Yeah, but maybe it was time. Anything else you want to add to that?
Oh, I was just going to throw out then the question of, should Christians limit their music libraries to Christian music?
No, that's pretty definite. No,
question: are we going to limit our movie libraries to Christian movies?
Are you going to limit your French fries to Christian French fries?
No.
Well, actually, some people do that, I think.
Okay, then how far should you allow your library then to expand beyond the realm of Christian music? I mean, there's a lot of really bad music out there as Christians that probably shouldn't listen to.
Well, the Bible tells us what to think on. And if that music is making you think on things that you're instructed not to think on, or not helping you to think on the things you should think on, then you should pull that music out of your library.
There we go. Good answer.
Well, I take a position on this in an art in a general sense that, I forget who said it, but the idea is that art normalizes what is new and help you see something normal in a new way.
How does that answer his question, though?
Because that's the general purpose of music. It's art.
Gotcha.
And so if you're trying to use music as a form of art, then that should be the purpose of it. And if it's not doing that, then you've pretty much eliminated the purpose of listening to art at all.
You still have to have some boundaries even on your art, though.
I agree. But I think what you said is a good boundary. Think about what is noble, pure, and true.
And I think that it's something that probably you can't make an exact straight line and say this is what is and isn't okay, because not everybody's perfectly the same. So there's going to be some things that some people probably should not listen to that other people probably aren't going to be offended by or bothered by.
Yeah, I agree with Noah on that, too.
And I think that that's kind of the difficulty in that question, is you could say that, but you don't want to say something that's going to be the answer for everybody.
You also have to think about who's listening to that music with you.
Yeah.
And you've got to protect young ears, innocent ears. You don't want them to hear things that wouldn't be appropriate for them to hear at their age or stage in life.
I mean, like I said, you can transition this out of music to any other form of art, like movies, and you could say, like, the Hacksaw Ridge movie we went and watched, I think that there are probably a lot of people that probably shouldn't watch that, and they're
me included,
some people that probably can watch it, and like you said, it will takes away something new from seeing that,
right?
And it may not be something that you necessarily enjoy or puts you in a good frame of mind, but it doesn't mean that it was necessarily bad for you either. I'm not sure if I'm explaining that quite right.
It stretched you a little bit, maybe.
I mean, you certainly don't want to see that, but sometimes seeing something like that does help you grasp the consequences and reality of something that you normally wouldn't. And there's probably some applicable explanation equivalent to music there too.
Yeah.
Good thoughts here.
Okay, so let's move into our final segment of the show. We like to call Sound Advice, the segment of the show in which we give you some real-life advice that you can use in your everyday. So, let's start here somewhere. Seth, who wants to go first, Seth?
I can if you want me to. What's my nickname?
Thumbnail Quirk.
Okay, so my sound advice is if your youth group is trying to, you know, do fundraisers and raise money for camps and mission trips and stuff, and they're asking for donations and money, just give them your donation and, you know, your money, but don't let them wash your car.
Is that, do we want to actually endorse that advice? Because then that might leave a lot of, well,
they're still getting the money.
Okay. Maybe they need,
just don't trust youth group students to wash your car.
Maybe, but I'm just saying you shouldn't raise your expectations too high when you have a middle schooler washing your car in a youth group event.
But what if everybody took that advice? There'd be a lot of kids waiting to wash a car with nothing to do and nothing but a bucket of soap and water hose to play with.
That sounds dangerous.
That sounds really dangerous.
No, it just sounds like they're all about to get wet.
Yeah. Okay.
But they still get the money.
I just want the record to show that was Seth's advice, not mine.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily
reflective of Caleb Hardwick. Okay. Anyway, I'll give my sound advice. My sound advice is, well, by habit, whenever I unscrew something, I put the screw that is now loose in my back pocket.
That's a strange place to put a screw.
Your back pocket has a hole in it.
No, it doesn't. But if you forget that they're there, that can cause problems. that has had happened to me today.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. But
do you need a tetanus shot?
No, I don't think so. But you know, I do. I do habitually. That's where I like to put them because you can just reach your one hand into your back pocket and then pull it out if you need to get it back out again. But if you forget that they are there, then you'll sit down on them, and if they're pointed the right direction, it kind of hurts. Anyway, but I'm okay. But you know, that's my sound advice. Just be mindful of the screws in your pockets.
Very good, son. I'm glad you learned that.
Yeah.
Learned the hard way.
Yeah. Noah, what you got for us this week?
My sound advice is spend a little bit more money and get yourself some decent headphones.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, really?
Advice.
Yeah.
That's okay. Sound advice. Get it?
Sound advice.
Womp womp.
I got it.
You know, you don't have to spend a lot more, but, you know, spend somewhere between $50 and $100 and get an actual decent pair. And chances are you'll probably take better care of them and they won't break as often. You won't have to replace them so often. And they'll sound better.
Awesome.
And they're betterly built because they're not just
betterly,
some cheap
betterly
Chinese knockoff.
They're betterly built.
You can quote me on it. Our podcast is betterly built.
Yeah.
My sound advice is when you don't have anything planned for supper, you can stop by Davey's Burgers and bring some home for supper.
And that's real sound.
And I like that advice.
I'm sure some mom is really going to thank you for that advice.
That's not very good advice either, I don't think.
Well,
I think
coming
up with any
it.
Advice today. I just have no advice. Okay, here's a piece of sound advice. Moms out there, when your sons are fully grown adults, let them buy their own clothes. That's sound advice.
Yes, please. I really don't want you buying me clothes.
I don't want to buy you clothes.
Not to say that you probably don't have better fashion sense than I do, but still.
Just be patient with them. When their jeans get totally worn out, they will go buy them a pair of jeans.
Yeah. Yep. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not. All right. Any last words for this week's podcast?
I was going to go watch Wonder Woman tonight, but instead I stayed here and podcast.
That's nice of you. You know, we appreciate that. Listeners, everybody send Noah a thank you note.
Thanks, Noah.
Or go see Wonder Woman with me.
Or say, hey, you want to go see Wonder Woman? And just go hang out and have fun. Anyway, hey, that's everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode of Hardwick Sound, episode number 34. My name is Caleb, and I'm here to say so long.
Goodbye.
Adios.
It's a wrap.
That's all for this week. See you next week.
Stay safe.
And don't be stupid. Bye. Bye. We'll be right back.